Italian Wine Podcast. Cin cin with Italian wine people.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Walden. My guest today is Valentina Abona. Valentina's family winery is called Marchesi di Barolo, whose Barolo DOCG Sarmasta 2015 was awarded 98 points at Five Star Wines The Book 2020, which of course includes Wine Without Walls. The Marchesi di Barolo DOCG Sarmasta 2015 was awarded the best Italian wine, or the Miglior Vino Italiano Banco BPM 2020. Many congratulations. Welcome, Valentina.
Ciao a tutti. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, so before we get into the wine itself, just tell us a little bit about the history of the winery and exactly where you are in Piemonte and specifically in the Barolo region.
Well, that's easy. We are right in the town of Barolo, this tiny village that counts only 700 people. But famous all over the world because of the great wine that we're able to make here. And our winery sits right in front of the castle, which used to belong to the marquises of the town of Barolo, who are the same people that established the winery back in the 1800s. So we are right in the center of this little town. And now my family lives on the estate since 1929 when we bought it from the charity organization to which the Marquise of Barolo, Juliette Colbert, left all of her belongings, including the winery that she founded in the beginning, in the first half of the 1800s.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an impressive bit of history. I didn't know that. That was interesting. Okay. So, and in terms, so obviously you're in the comune of Barolo, which is very handy. So how big is the vineyard and how many bottles do you make a year of wines of all stripes? And then how much of that is Barolo?
Well, in general, our family now controls around 200 hectares of vineyards, more than half of which are actually estate to our family in the area of Langhe, Monferrato, and Roero. So over the years, we had grown a little bit outside the borders of the town of Barolo itself, which is, however, the town in which we own most of our vineyards for Barolo. We own 11 single vineyards, just within the little town for a total of around 15 hectares. So it's a small quantity, but very precious, given the beautiful situation in which these vineyards are. And Sarmasta is just one of these beautiful hills right in the town of Barolo, and usually the one that entertains us the most because of the hard work that we have to do there, because of the work that we have to do in the cellar with the grapes coming from Sarmasta, and then the great satisfaction that we find in the glass once the wine is made.
Okay, just tell us a little, give us a bit of detail on the hard work that you have to get through for the Sarmasta.
Well, Sarmasta is this very steep vineyard in the commune of Barolo, already going a little bit towards La Morra. Very steep, it's quite rocky. There is very little percentage of sand on Sarmasta, but it's mainly clay and limestone with some bigger rocks in it. So it's not easy to walk there, as especially when it rains a little bit like it did in these last days, it becomes super slippery, so it's quite dangerous. But in general, there is very little grip in the vineyard. So as we have to fatigue to work in there, even the grapes, the vines that grow there are actually struggling. So the roots have to go very much into deep to get to the bottom of the hill where more easily they can find some water and mineral salt to grow beautiful grape. So there is a very big concentration in the few grapes that grow on that vineyard. So the grapes itself, the berries are a little smaller, which means bigger concentration and bigger power once looking at the tiny grape itself. So down in the cellar, we have to work at our best in order to extract this great power and translate it into the powerful wine which Sarmasta is. we usually refer to that Barolo as our fighter in the family. My family today produces a number of different Barolo according to the different situations in which the vineyards are positioned. Three of them are our single vineyard that come as standalone ones in Barolo. And among all, Sarmazzo is definitely the one that has to fight the most in order to be in that glass. So that's why the name.
Okay. What about the winemaking? Are you using lots of new oak, small barrels? How does the aging proceed?
Well, I would say that our family's philosophy has always been very linear. Our winery, as we said earlier, it's quite old. It dates more than 200 years. And we, of course, in these many years, took advantage of the different situations that the timing allowed us to benefit from. So we did experiment techniques over the years, but our winemaking style had always been very traditional. So, of course, big barrels are the most used one in the cellar. We have our barrel range goes from 185 hectoliters barrels to smaller barrique, which are, however, used in smaller percentage, especially on our single vineyards wine like Sarmazzo. And Sarmazzo, among them, is surely the one that benefits the most from a little bit of use of smaller barrels because of this great concentration that is found in the grapes coming from Sarmazzo vineyard. The winemaking approach on Sarmazzo specifically is for the first year to use a little bit of smaller barrel of barrique and for the majority, 30-35 hectoliters barrels for the total of the wine. For the second year then, all the wine is moved into even bigger barrels in which a Resentil is bottled.
Okay, and in terms of sales, who buys the wine? Which are your best clients in terms of countries or regions?
Well, we are very proud to say that we are very much focused on our country, Italy, in which we do almost 50% of our turnover and where we are distributed from the very north to the very south, islands included. So it's there is actually a great opportunity within Italy to taste the biggest range of our wines. And then the other 50% is export spread into over 60 different countries. So even by traveling, there is a chance to taste our wines and specifically Sarmazzo, which we are seeing mostly in the latest year to be one of the most appreciated Barolos from our family's production. Probably because of this great character, this very strong personality, magnetic taste that Sarmazzo shows, we feel like the trend, the taste in general of Barolo drinkers is slightly changing, going most towards this style of Barolo, very powerful yet super elegant.
So sort of traditional, well-made traditional style. Okay, and in terms of distribution and sort of marketing, what do you do to publicize the wines? And especially interesting to hear what you say when you say that the majority of your sales are in Italy.
Well, this is also probably due to our history. We are from Barolo and we've always been very present in Barolo and surrounding our area. So this stayed over the years. Our marketing approach, I would say that has changed a little bit over time and especially now after this lockdown. Which has impacted, of course, in the opportunities that we had to promote our wines. We always been very present on the market. Myself, I was used to travel more than 200 days a year to talk about our wines, to introduce them, to show the different personalities that they had. Of course, this was no longer possible. So I used to do this abroad, but also in Italy. In Italy, I had started again. Outside the borders of our country is a little bit more difficult. So we lately took advantage of different tools like socials, for example, which have been very powerful, especially during the months of lockdown, to still be able to bring a personal touch outside of our home, even if staying at home.
Valentina, I just want to say thanks to you for coming on the Italian Wine Podcast today. Congratulations for doing so well this year's five-star competition. And we hope, as everybody does, everything gets back to normal soon. And it's nice to hear that you have a strong market presence in your local area, which I think is an even more an encouragement for anybody wanting to learn about Barolo to come and see you and your family in person to try your lovely wines. Thanks very much for coming in, Valentina, and we wish you and your family every continued success.
Thank you. We would be very happy to have you here in Barolo now that it's possible to move again. When we say home, we really mean home. We would like to see you here.
Okay. Well, I'll get in my old Golf and drive up from Montalcino and come and see you, I promise, okay?
It's not too far away and it's a beautiful drive.
Ciao, Valentina. Ciao, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.